A 55-14 victory, the Green Bay Packers over the Chicago Bears on a Sunday night in front of a national audience. 42-0 at halftime. The Packers have been playing well at home this season as we bring in Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. But when you have a rivalry like this, you have two teams off the bye week, I don't think anyone in their wildest dreams would have expected a result like this. What the hell happened up at Lambeau Field last night, Brian?
The Packers took care of business, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm in
total agreement that I don't think people would have been surprised with the victory, but to do it in the fashion they did, the game seemed to be over as soon as it started. The Packers' offense, defense, special teams was maybe a little bit questionable, but it wasn't until the fourth quarter that the Bears kind of returned a kickoff for over 100 yards for a touchdown. But, barring that, it was a dominating performance with Aaron Rodgers throwing 6 touchdown passes all in the first half, setting an NFL record or tying it with Daryl LaMonica, and the Packers defense taking care of business on that end of the field, and the end result is a 55-14 victory.
I mean, when you're having guys get their foot on the ball before the punter does, Jared Boykin, not a blocked punt, it went as a fumble, you know things are going your way. A complete performance from this team. Was this more that the Packers were keen and sharp and ready after the bye, or are the Bears really just awful?
As usual, it's probably a combination of both. The Packers definitely took advantage of the bye week to get refocused, especially on the defensive side of the football, where you saw Clay Matthews play inside linebacker for a long stretch. Not that he's making a full-time transition, but that's definitely a new wrinkle in the Packers system. And then, you know, the Bears, their season looks to be over. Jay Cutler was his usual self, throwing multiple interceptions to the Packers, including a pick six at the end by Casey Hayward. You just almost come to expect that from Jay Cutler nowadays. And all of it contributed to the drubbing the Packers put on the Bears.
The broadcast last night on NBC really did focus a lot about Clay Matthews and that switch inside. How big of a switch is that to go from outside linebacker to inside linebacker? Because it was almost the way that the broadcast made it seem. It was like he went from playing hockey for a living to playing basketball with such a radical change. How big of a change really is it for Clay to make that switch?
You know, I guess it's good that Clay Matthews has done that, you know, every once in a while in the past for the Packers. They'll line him up at inside linebacker and would have blitzed him, or he'll spy a quarterback here and there. But this is the most playing time he's ever gotten. And it's a little bit different because, you know, frequently in the past he wouldn't have to take on, you know, offensive linemen coming up to the second level and things like that. Those are things he's going to have to get used to. It's not going to, you know, come immediately to him. But, you know, Clay Matthews is such an athlete who plays with such passion and speed. He is an obvious upgrade over the other candidates the Packers have. This is a new world they're entering, and what it does for the Packers is it gets their best 11 players on the field. When you can put Clay Matthews at inside linebacker and then have a first-round draft pick like Nick Perry take his place, who's off to a pretty good start this season and becoming a bigger part of the Packers' defense, these mean good things for Green Bay.
You look around the NFC standings, and a lot of people very high on the Packers. I mean, you just saw your team completely destroy your rival last night. But if you look at the playoffs, if they were to end the day today, you have the Saints, 4-5, but they're winning the South. You have the Eagles, the Cowboys would be in, the Cardinals, the Lions, and then the Seahawks would get in over the Packers for a wild card based on the fact that they beat us. Packers would be on the outside looking in right now, and it's because those Detroit Lions – just do not lose lately, and I don't know if the Packers are going to be able to get into the playoffs. I know we're getting a little ahead here. I don't know if they're going to be able to get in if they don't win the North, and I don't know if the Lions are going to give that up, Brian.
Well, the good news is I agree. The Lions are a very good team, but what's shaping up to be a fun rest of the season down the stretch here with the regular season finale at Lambeau Field against the Detroit Lions. Could you imagine, the stage, the platform of that game? If a spot on the playoffs is on the line, that could really be fun. And it's really not that far-fetched of a scenario, seeing as the Lions are already a game ahead of the Packers in the standings, and the Packers kind of have a nice schedule for the second half of the season, where they got several home games at Lambeau Field, more home games than road games. It truly is shaping up to be that way for all the marbles at the end of the year.
Lions, the next couple of weeks, have the Cardinals, who are 8-1 but lost their quarterback yesterday. Then they have New England. The Packers have the Eagles, the Vikings, and then New England. Looking at the rest of the season, I mean, the Packers should win at least, how many they got left? Seven games? They should win at least five. But again, I don't even know if 11-5 is going to get them in, because the Seahawks are good again. The Niners seem to have turned it around. It like you said, Brian, it's going to be one crazy end of the season, and I just hope that the Packers are going to be dancing when all is said and done.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. You know that in the NFL, even though it looked easy for the Packers this week. I mean, they play some pretty good teams, starting with the Eagles next week. It's never easy in the NFL, but the Packers have their work cut out for them. But it's most definitely going to be fun.
Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com, and I just want to focus a little more on the rest of the season instead of the actual game, because we do have a good number of Bears fans listening, and I don't need to rub it in any further. What a performance last night, though. Does Mark Trestman get fired this week?
That's a good question. I'm not too intimately familiar with the Chicago sports scene, but I can only imagine they are just railing against Mark Trestman this week. Boy, that would be something if he is fired in midseason. That doesn't happen a lot in the NFL, but the way the Bears are coming off the rails, you have to think that could be a possibility.
I mean, you have a what should be a competent quarterback. You got the best, one of the best running backs in the league. You got receivers that are like 6'11". They can't get it together. It was shocking to me last night. I thought the Packers would get the win, but I mean, I don't think anybody could have seen. You got an early read on this Philly game. It's a big game Sunday.
Yeah, this was the game a year ago, the first game Aaron Rodgers missed, and the Packers, of course, end up losing. I think they would like to get their revenge. What happens to be just ironic, perhaps, is the Eagles' usual starting quarterback, Nick Foles. He's going to be the guy who misses this game with a broken collarbone. So tables have turned from a year ago in terms of the quarterback health situation. So I suppose from that standpoint, it's good for the Packers, but facing a good Eagles team is going to be tough regardless.
Brian Caribou, K107.1. We've got the game this weekend again on Sunday. Brian Caribou joining us from CheeseheadTV.com. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you later in the week.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.